Dave and Dujanovic.
So Dave caught the story in the Salt Lake Tribune this morning. They did an excellent job giving us the insights that I have been itching to find out about regarding the dual arenas that are going to be planted somewhere in Salt Lake City. The NHL team moving from Phoenix, of course, now that Ryan Smith owns them, and then the Jazz, the Forever Jazz. But it's not going to be a dual arena, it sounds like.
No? Well, okay, there's so much going on here, Deb.
There's so much. What do you want to start with?
And you said you were itching for information. Yeah. You were downright antsy. You wanted the information.
So can I just give my hot take on that real quickly? Okay. You know, this all rolled out in the 11th hour of the Utah legislature.
Yes.
Somebody's going to argue and say it was a week before the end of the session. But it was a surprise drop toward the end of the session. And then we got a lot of cross signals in terms of how they're going to fund the MLB stadium on the west side and fund that through hotel taxes. And then they ended up not going. That was messy. And then they unveiled I woke up the next morning and I thought, is this a joke? Like, did somebody accidentally tweet out about an NHL arena? Did they mean an MLB arena? And we come into work and they're not joking. Now they're going to ask taxpayers, you know, for an increase, to pay an increase, not ask, they're going to tell us to pay more money in sales tax in the Salt Lake City area. Fund an NHL arena or facility or whatever, a new look for downtown, and we don't have any details. So kudos to the Trib.
Yeah, this was such, you described it perfectly. We had so much time, money, focus, energy going toward the Major League Baseball stadium and that proposal on a team that might sort of maybe decide to come to Salt Lake 6 to 8 years from now. And then almost overnight, we'd heard rumors that Ryan Smith, the Jazz owner, was trying to recruit a National Hockey League team. We didn't know what team that was going to be. And then all of a sudden, almost overnight, boom, we get a team. But how we got there and how it turned from a hockey team ending up downtown Salt Lake playing alongside the Jazz started off basically with what I consider a threat. And it was in the nicest way possible. Threat's probably too harsh a word, but basically what Ryan Smith, the Jazz owner, according to the Salt Lake Tribune, is reporting is that, and he was pretty open about this, he said, if we get a hockey team, they need a place to play. The Delta Center was not built for hockey, so we're going to probably build a dedicated NHL stadium. He said, quote, it's pretty easy to go to a blank piece of land down south. So the rumor started coming out that that hockey team may not be playing downtown Salt Lake. It may be moving down. Stuart Adams, the president of the Senate, said they'd heard locations in Provo, South Salt Lake, Harriman, Sandy. None of that is downtown Salt Lake. So that's where all the rumors came from. And then the ownership team was looking at it and saying, okay, well, we could have 100 acres, 5,000 housing units that go from Salt Lake to Utah County. This could be a massive development, a sports institution on this blank slate of land. This is where the panic starts setting in.
Yeah, I see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
I see what's happening.
We're moving.
Moving out of Salt Lake City, and Salt Lake City has been having a hard time holding on to, fun, I guess what I would say. It's just not the same Salt Lake City, in my view, downtown that it was pre-pandemic. I was just down toward the Gallivan Center a couple of weeks ago for a meeting, walking around. I walked around for about an hour because, of course, I got there an hour early. Day 1 o'clock in the afternoon, dead. On a weekday. So I can sense the panic. We can't afford to lose anything else. You know, we've lost the people. We can't afford to lose the fun.
And Ryan Smith says the Jazz probably go where hockey goes.
Oh.
So that's not so much of a veiled threat as it is. Listen, if I'm building down in Harriman, Sandy, Silicon Slopes, and Provo.
Makes sense for him.
I'm not going to try to run two different arenas.
Okay.
Billion-dollar arenas.
So that's where we get to anxiety mode?
Yes, and this is where the anxiety sets in, because if you're going to build down there, the Jazz are probably going to go with them as well, and everybody starts panicking. And again, the Trib interviewed Stuart Adams, the Senate president. He said, look around the United States. Look at Los Angeles. It's imploding. San Francisco, imploding. Mm-hmm. Chicago, New York,
Portland.
Imploding.
Portland.
Imploding. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the vibrant downtown, big cities of America.
I was in Portland not too long ago, and I was just shocked at the turn of events there. The time when I was there before, it was a great downtown, super fun, lots of places to stop into to eat. I just noticed just a huge turn in the feel of the city in Portland. And to some degree, Seattle, although, I mean, maybe I haven't been to Seattle enough, but I can see where we're going with this, is that we're going to be on the heels of those cities and what's happening.
And this is what happens in state legislatures and cities. They see the development and the money following these big teams. Wherever the team is, that's where the development goes. Mm-hmm. That is a tale happens all the time across the country. So all of a sudden they start stepping in and saying, what is it going to take to keep the hockey team downtown? And really what the real panic is, what are you going to do with the Jazz? Because as excited as we are about hockey, the Jazz rule this state. They have 50 years of runway. They've developed this passion. We love the Jazz. So you can't lose one without losing the other. So they start putting forth their best foot forward and saying, okay, how can we incentivize you, new hockey owners, Jazz owners, how can we incentivize you to stay? And how can we make this work for both the city and your team? Because it's very unpopular, and this is every poll out there, very unpopular to say, we're going to give billionaire owners billions of dollars to build a stadium. That is just a very unpopular thing to do, and there's not a lot of support. So they had to figure out this safe place of where we can say, we want to encourage you to stay without directly giving billionaires $1 billion in new stadiums. What can we do? And they settled on this redevelopment, a revitalization zone of, we'll throw some money at the arena, give you some tax breaks, but we want to enhance and revitalize all of downtown with this new plan. And I'm going to break down what that plan looks like in the very next segment.
Okay, because I'm just holding on by a bobby pin over here. Like, where is this thing going to go? That's the one thing I want to know. Like, am I going to come in to work in a year or two and find a bulldozer sitting in your seat there? You know what I mean? Where they're ripping down the building.
We thought it was a chance.
We
thought there was a chance that Broadcast House was on chopping block.
Start with Dave's seat. Okay, so you're going to tell us straight ahead where the Tribune is reporting this swath of land. Even more than that. Are we going to get two stadiums or one? Two stadiums or one? You've got the details on that. All right. Hats off to the Tribune for helping us figure out what in the world is going on with the new NHL or NBA arena in downtown Salt Lake City. I know one thing's for sure. The first line that I read in the Tribune article, Dave, that you've been talking about, is that the NHL, was it the commissioner?
Yeah, Gary Bettman.
He said, I don't want to move a team to Salt Lake City and have lots of problems with stadiums.
No arena drama. No arena drama.
You don't want arena drama. And that's because the Coyotes had suffered years of arena drama. Years of arena drama in the Valley of the Sun down there in Maricopa County. So they're here now. And guess what? It sounds like they're not going to have any arena drama. So I can't wait for your full explanation of that next.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake Tribune did a very in-depth article that caught Dave's attention. And he's like, I got to talk to you about this today on the air. all about kind of the behind the scenes drama, if you will, going on with the NHL arena, NBA arena in the downtown Salt Lake area. And I was so glad that you caught this article and that you pitched it this morning, Dave, because I've been spinning for weeks wondering where in the world they're going to put this arena slash arenas with the $1 billion in tax money that they're going to get from the sales tax increase in Salt Lake City. So did the article get into the weeds on that?
Oh, it's so weedy.
Oh, good.
It's such good stuff. Like, well done. Like, good job. There was the threat to move the teams, mm-hmm. which led to the panic, which is like, whatever it takes to keep the Jazz and hockey in downtown Salt Lake.
They were going to move them far, though. It sounded like maybe Harriman or Point of the Mountain, where the Point is now. Right. It wasn't like moving. They're not moving to Vegas or something like that. It was going to stay in the Salt Lake County area, or maybe Provo.
As far south as Provo.
Okay.
That's the first time I heard
Provo. So that was kind of the threat.
And and then here is the plan. And one of the plans, one of the requirements, really pointed a finger at Salt Lake City and the mayor Mendenhall. In fact, Representative John Hawkins said the biggest problem is the mayor of Salt Lake City's lack of respect for policing of her city. And they had to get and require more from the mayor. That's what the Representative Hawkins said. So we are requiring more of her as well, saying we need more police presence, more safety assurances, that if we do stay, if we keep the Jazz and the hockey team downtown, there's going to be some support.
Okay, so I'm going to take you off course just a little bit on this. What we saw last night at the University of Utah with police in riot gear arresting, removing protesters from President's Circle. We've been talking about it all morning long.
If your tents are not taken down, they will be removed by law enforcement.
And that thing got nasty, wild, and very ugly, in my view, last night up at the University of Utah. So I wonder if that's the kind of use of police presence or force that lawmakers are nudging, pushing Salt Lake City to engage in.
That's a great question. It's a great question. It's hard not to draw a line
right?
from A to B, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought the exact same thing.
Okay. So they want more police presence and if necessary, force to deal with crime.
Exactly. Okay. So the plan is, and this was where the NHL said, we don't want arena drama, and in part why mm-hmm. it may have taken a little extra time to get this all done, said, okay, we're going to stay at the Delta Center. So plan number one is hockey is going to be at the Delta Center. So instead of buying or building a brand new hockey arena, we're going to retrofit, or we're going to enhance the Delta Center, spend millions and millions of dollars, but my guess, hundreds of millions of dollars, to optimize the Delta Center for hockey. Because it's not a great place for hockey. There's obstructed views that they have to address. So number one, that they're going to play at the Delta Center.
Okay.
Ryan Smith has already said the Jazz go probably where hockey goes.
So you think it's going to be a dual purpose arena?
It will be dual purpose, according to the most recent plan. So it's going to be a dual purpose. They're going to dump a ton of money into the Delta Center, make it optimal. But the legislature said in the plan, we authorize you to take out basically 10 city blocks that will be, quote unquote, roughly centered around the Delta Center.
What does that mean?
I have no idea how far, like, what the plans I'm looking at is like.
That's a mile, more than a mile.
It's 100 acres. So that's what it's authorized.
Well, eight city blocks a mile? I mean, okay, what does that mean exactly? Which direction?
Okay, so the plan is, apparently they haven't talked about west. So Gateway area, like, that is off the table.
They need to figure out how to get stores and restaurants into Gateway.
This might do it.
Yeah, that's my view. You got to revitalize Gateway with retail experiences and restaurants.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
They're going east. They're heading toward City Creek.
The Opera?
Okay, Abravna Hall plays into this. So the plan, the rough plan
not
is...
Not the opera.
Oh, Deb, That's just step four of this plan.
I will say the last time I walked by a Bravenel Hall, I was like, it doesn't scream opera at you when you walk by that.
Ghost town.
Well, no, it's just, it's like a brownish sort of brick building, you know.
It's got all the glass.
Yeah, maybe they can get them a new.
I had my senior prom there. Yeah, at a Bravenel Hall.
Oh,
yeah.
With the big velvet curtains.
45 years old. But okay, so you have the Delta Center. If you go directly east of the Delta Center, this is where you have the Salt Palace Convention Center.
Right.
So there's 500,000 square feet of exhibition space at the Delta or at the Salt Palace, right? So what they would do is renovate the Delta Center and then take up this area directly east of the Delta Center and redevelop it. So I'm assuming bulldozing a lot of this, rebuilding it with restaurants, housing, entertainment, almost as a funnel into the Delta Center.
We call that a corridor.
A corridor into, it's a funnel. We're funneling everything into the hockey and jazz place. So you got this corridor leading into basically from City Creek.
Hmm.
And then you have the renovations of this new city block into the Delta Center.
Okay. So now you're going to ask me what I think of this.
Okay. A Bravenel Hall. We don't know if it's going to be torn down, if it's going to be moved, if it's going to be renovated, but that it's
well,
entirely possible.
There's a lot of things in the way, right? There's a lot of
it's
things
in the way.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in the way. I'm looking across the street, kitty corner from where we're at. Is that the Radisson? I've stayed there a few times.
Mm-hmm.
During snowstorms, it's not a weird thing. I stay there during snowstorms. I don't have to drive in from the middle of nowhere, South Jordan, in a blizzard. Okay, that's a lot bigger, first of all, than I thought it would be. They're going to have to tear out a lot of concrete.
Yep.
I'm not sure. I have a little bit of mixed emotions about maybe some of that's nostalgia about the Delta Center. I'm glad it's staying. But on the other hand, I was thinking, oh, I thought we'd get out for this
a
billion
one,
dollars.
Right.
I thought we'd get a brand spanking a new one. I thought we'd get two.
So, can I address that?
Yeah,
that part of the legislature has basically set aside about $1 billion. $1 billion doesn't build you not one stadium. If you took every penny of that and put it into a new stadium costs $1.5 to $2.5 billion.
Can I address that?
Yeah.
Newsflash, I wasn't expecting that $1 billion would cover the stadium cost. I was expecting for Ryan Smith to throw in some money too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying you could take all of it. And
yeah,
every single penny of it, and then Ryan Smith would still have to kick in or raise whatever it is, another $1 billion. So that money would disappear in a hurry. It's part of the reason why they love the idea of renovating the Delta Center, probably costing several $100 million. Again, my estimation, not anyone else's. But that leaves the rest of the money that can be used to truly enhance and revitalize
mm-hmm.
this area of downtown. So the more money you save on the stadium side, the more that money can be reinvested into the revitalization efforts of housing, entertainment, mm-hmm. restaurants, fun, all of that stuff.
All right. Well, at least we know. We got more information today than we had yesterday. Thanks so much to the Salt Lake Tribune. I appreciate the reporting there and giving us the insight on what in the world's going on with the new stadium development in the downtown Salt Lake City area. Straight ahead, Amy Kobabe went up to Boise, Idaho for us, and she's been covering the Chad Daybell trial. And something really weird happened yesterday in court with the testimony. Something weird came out about Chad Daybell, and she's going to tell us what that was next.